just as good. So 9-point lead. With 4:20 left in the second quarter, Hubley with the ball, right to left across her radio. Sweeney into Kabowski, down the baseline, drives in with the runner fadeaway, no good, rebound Eli Kraft. Here comes this 2-on-2, Aaron Ginther on the transition, misses a layup, and it's still loose, and Kabowski has it, and now we have the held ball. Possession arrow favors the Pirates, so HB will get it underneath their own hoop on the right side of your radio. 4:03 left in the second. That nearly could have been a carry against Eli Kraft about midcourt, wouldn't you say, John?
Oh, yes, definitely. But maybe that last call was a makeup call. You know, we call them Revlon calls.
As they inbound it right to Sweeney, or right to Oswald, he puts up the layup from the right side against Morrell, and this one's good. An 11-point lead, largest of the night for the Pirates. 26-15, 3:50 left in the second. Nick Sweeney trying to get something going here for the suddenly stagnant offense of the Bearcats. Sweeney to Kabowski, top of the key, being guarded by Cook. Nice ball screen by Morrell. Gets Kabowski right into the right corner for three. Yes! Number 42, Kirk Kabowski, with 5 points in the night, gives an 8-point deficit nearly only for Ubley, with 3:27 left. Speed into Oswald with reverse Micah, and is blocked by Morrell. Could have been a foul, but the none was called. And here come the Bearcats. Kabowski, top of the key, pulls up from NBA range for three. This one's off the mark. Rebound by Oswald. And now we have another whistle on the rebound. It's going against Ubley. This has to be frustrating for the Bearcats. They have double the fouls against Harbor Beach. As the third against number 34, Tyler Brandle. That's the second player for the Bearcats to have three fouls. Gabe Messing had his third foul in the early stages of the second quarter.
With Brandon Oswald on the line.
And he misses the first. So, number 20, Cal Rumsick checks in for Brandle, who sits down with three fouls. He's frustrated, shaking his head on his way out, sits down at the bench. 3:13 left in the second, 26-18, as the second free throw is good. Oswald 1-for-2 on that trip, gives him five. 27-18, a 9-point lead for the Pirates, with three to play in the first half. Sweeney, top of the key, dribbles to his left, down the lane from the block, goes up for the runner, and he is fouled. Nick Sweeney will be going to the line for the first two free throws for him. He has five already in the night. The 16th foul against Harbor Beach. It's the second against Brandon Oswald. So Sweeney at the line. And the first one's good. Cutting the Harbor Beach lead down to 8, 27-19. Oswald sits down for the Pirates. Out there for Harbor Beach is Jonathan Kraft, Colin Cook, Andrew Seaman, Aaron Ginther, and Eli Kraft. Second free throw for Nick Sweeney, no good. And Aaron Ginther brings in the rebound. Out there for Ubley, we have Kabowski, Rumsick, Sweeney, Morrell, and Irving. Jonathan Kraft into the corner, back up to Aaron Ginther for three from the left wing. This one's way off the mark. Rebound brought in by Colin Cook and cleans up the boards with a putback rebound layup. He has four, and back to a 10-point lead for the Orange and Black of Harbor Beach.
What's impressive about Colin Cook is that he has a nose for the ball.
Nick Sweeney for three from the left wing, off the mark, rebound Jonathan Kraft, trying to push the ball for the Pirates. Aaron Ginther down to Colin Cook at the right block, goes up for the shot, and this one's good.
There is again.
Colin Cook with four straight points gives a 12-point lead for the Pirates. Sweeney drives into the lane with the toss-up floater. This one's good. Sweeney, the only offense coming for the Bearcats, brings it back within 10. Aaron Ginther drives down the baseline against Morrell. Morrell, good defense, brings in the rebound after nearly the block. Sweeney up the court, across the timeline, right to left across the radio, right into the lane, goes up for the shot from the right side, and he draws contact, and he'll be heading the line for two shots.
Being down by 10, Coach Pickle is turning his troops loose, and they're turning this into a track meet right along with Harbor Beach. So this is going to be kind of fun, like watching ping pong.
The seventh Harbor Beach foul goes against Aaron Ginther, his first, minute 51 left in the half, as the first free throw from Sweeney is good. He has 6 points in the second quarter alone for nine overall. Jeff Wright checks in, gives the big man, Trenton Morrell, a breather. Second free throw coming up for Nick Sweeney. And it's no good. Rebound by Seaman. Here comes Harbor Beach. Minute 45 over to Aaron Ginther, right wing. And resets the half-court set. Back to the high post, over to Eli Kraft, left wing, and to Jonathan Kraft, left corner for three, off the mark, air ball, rebound, Jeff Wright.
With Morrell sitting down on Ubley's bench, Harbor Beach really should be going inside.
And they feed it into Rumzik in the left corner, back to Sweeney, and it's nearly stolen away by Kraft. Sweeney instead drives down the lane, down the baseline, Kabowski for the layup, and this one's good. Nice ball move in there for the Bearcats. Brings them back within seven. Harbor Beach 31, Ubley 24. Minute 12 in the first half. Seaman at the right block. Right kicks it out to Jonathan Kraft at the left wing. Eli Kraft, top of the key. Over to Aaron Ginther inside the lane to Seaman for the layup from the right side. This one's good. Seaman with 6 points in the second quarter gives him 16 on the game. 33-24. Harbor Beach leads Ubley. 50 seconds left in the second quarter. Sweeney in the lane with the runner. This one's good. A nearly hook shot. We'll call it a baby hook. It's 33-26, a seven-point game now with 40 seconds left in the second. Sweeney has scored the last 6 for Ubley. Eli Kraft inside the lane. Got down to the high-low post to Callum Cook, who now has 8 points alone in the second quarter. Back to a nine-point game. 35-26 is suddenly thrown in high gear here, John.
Oh, this is entertaining. Forget the defense. They're putting on a show offensively.
As Jeff Wright dribbles right down a wide-open lane, he puts up a layup for two. He has four, brings Ubley within seven as Harbor Beach throws the ball right out of bounds. And Ron Rubel asking his team to slow things down here. With 10.9 seconds left in the half, Harbor Beach 35, Ubley 28 with momentum. Nick Sweeney underneath his own hoop with the ball. Probably for the last possession here as it's kicked on the inbound by both Seaman and Ginther.
Harbor Beach is playing zone out of bounds, but looks like they have two people on the ball.
As Sweeney tries this again into Irving, drives right down the lane for the layup. This one, yes, with 5 seconds left in the half. Irving's first points at a critical time as Ginther drives right down the lane, tries to do the finger roll. This one's short, and we have found ourselves at halftime. It's only a five-point game. Harbor Beach 35, Ubley 30. You're tuned to WLEW. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
In Michigan, we're no stranger to cold winters. And with cold winters come heavy coats, boots, shovels, and, how can we forget, high energy costs. Kohler Propane of Bed-Ax, Brown City, and Memphis are working hard to keep your energy costs down. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per-gallon price so you never go above a certain price level. And with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program, you'll be assured you'll never run out of propane. Kohler Propane has no tank lease charges with minimum usage and no hidden fees. So lock in your best propane price. Call the local company. Company, Kohler's toll-free at 888-950-7975 or go to www.getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all the monsters under her bed, and to support her in all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cass City, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cass City. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
It's getting harder to recruit and retain game officials for high school sports because of abuse from players, coaches, and fans. Abusive behavior has no place in schools or school sports, and referees railed on won't stick around very long, even if they're good. So give them a break and respect the fact that they're out there trying to help and you're not. Remember, when the game is on the line, it's all about sportsmanship. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Custom is a lifestyle choice, a decision to embrace your individuality and install it in the things you own, the things you surround yourself with. There's no limit to what you can customize when you team up with D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth. From new cabinets to gorgeous floors, including new trim and doors. That's what D&M Cabinets is all about, customizing things that work for you. Is it time for new counters, cabinets, floors, trim, or doors? If so, call Doug at D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth at 479-9271 or visit them online at D&M Cabinet.